Sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the number. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Boy, I bet you last night the sound off line was humming about the Sixers losing game one. Second round of the NBA playoffs. Let's see what we have today.
Can anyone locate Brett Brown? Or is he still in Brad Stevens' back pocket?
Ooh.
Oh my, did he get completely outcoached by the younger Coach Stevens of the Celtics? Come on, Brown. Get your act together, game two. Let's go.
52 wins, an opening series 5-gamer over Miami, and you get that. Angry.
Is there any doubt that Brian Colangelo got hoodwinked by Danny Ainge by drafting Jason Tatum over Fultz? Just look at tonight's game. Tatum is a beast. Meanwhile, Fultz is on the bench looking disinterested. Just a shame. We made the wrong pick, and it's coming back to hurt us.
You don't know that yet, sir. You do not know that yet, okay? So that's all I'll say. Jason Tatum looks good now. Fultz may be a good player. You can't judge it now.
The Sixers never got in rhythm and kind of turned in a clunker, but that's the beauty of the best of seven. And thank God it's not the NCAA tournament, the NFL playoffs, or more specifically, the Super Bowl. No biggie here.
Okay. It's one game of a seven-game series. They have to win four games. Can Boston win four games? I don't think they can. I still say Sixers and six.
Everyone wants to praise Brian Colangelo. What a great job he's done. He signed two buyouts that wanted to come here, and J.J. Redick, who wanted to come here. Where we needed him was in the draft, where he traded Jason Tatum and a f***ing lottery pick for a guy who's wearing a hoodie last night, a guy who doesn't play. I would rather have Jason Tatum than Robert Covington this f***ing team.
See, people make the mistake of putting their foot in their mouth too soon. You know, like, it's easy to say that Jason Tatum was a better pick. Really, right now, you'd be an idiot. You didn't say it. But the story's not written. The chapter is not finished.
You know, Michael Carter Williams was rookie of the year over the Greek Freak. Who'd you rather have now? Greek Freak or Michael Carter Williams?
Yeah.
I always say, live by the three, die by the three, and we died by the three. When does the coach recognize that we're not going to win by shooting threes and do something else? That's my question.
Well, you think the Sixers are a team that can do things, other things? Like where are these great breakdown players that they have? It's the formula on how they win games. It is their formula. Last night it didn't work. It was one game. Relax. They won many games shooting threes.
Can somebody tell me why Slobber Cubbing Stink is on the floor? He is a useless waste of space.
Because they have nobody else to put in. And if you tell me Justin Anderson, I'm going to close this sound off down right now.
Like, I have a violation, Brett Brown, for starting Robert Covington over and over again. He's horrible. Can't shoot. Can't
That's a violation.
Horrible. Get him out of here.
Well, who's your guy then? He's king of the world. He's still Robert Covington. Wait, is there a gem on the bench? Am I missing somebody? They haven't taken the wraps off of yet? Where's the gem that should be starting?
Covington is the ultimate whipping boy for this fan.
But give me an alternative. Don't just say, well, you shouldn't be in there. Who should be then? Don't give me Justin Anderson. Don't insult my intelligence.
One, Robert Covington. I mean, they jumped the gun on him, Mike. He can't shoot well enough to justify him being on the court for 35 minutes a night. He's terrible, Mike. And then everybody he seems to stick seems to light him up. Rozier had, what, 30 tonight? Come on, Mike. Two, Ben Simmons. I love Ben Simmons, Mike, but he's got to stop being afraid to beat a man. Get in there and get to the rim and finish.
Well, I agree with you that, but you know, Covington thing, what are you going to do? I mean, you're banging your head against a wall here. You got to live or die with Covington. Until he becomes a bench player, he's your starter.
Sixers lost game one. It's no big deal. And I'm just supposed to be in the second round of the playoffs. They overachieved this season. If they lose this season at the series, it's no big deal.
All right, we'll get him next year.
What are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me if that's your real attitude. That if they lose this series, all is going to be well. It'd be a disaster if they lost this series.
If they lose, Mike, it's just organic. Part of the process.
Stop. You're organic.
If I'm Brian Colangelo watching last night's game, Jason Tatum, 28 points, Mark Elfolt, 0, I am embarrassed. Mike, when will you finally admit that the Sixers screwed up by not taking Tatum first and we lost the first round?
When will I admit it?
We get to watch ours sit on the bench.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're clairvoyant and you can admit it after 1 year. See, me, I take a little more time before I evaluate it.
Hey, 76ers, little word of basketball advice for you. When you're like 2-for-20 from three-point land in the third quarter, try driving the f***ing ball inside once in a while.
Yeah, where are these guys that drive inside? Let me see. Is it J.J. Redick? No, he can't do it. Bellinelli? No, he's not a driver either.
T.J.
T.J. McConnell? Yeah, he drives and then he goes around, plays ring around the rosy under the basket. Fultz is the only guy that can really penetrate. He's not playing.
I don't know why this guy, Carlos Santana, is getting a free pass. 3 years, $60 million. Ryan Howard, you killed him. He only got you a rookie of the year, an MVP, and helped to bring a championship to the city. And this guy's getting a free pass, and he's done nothing since he's been here. Not a thing.
Bro, he's not getting a free pass. It's that nobody's paying attention to the Phillies. I mean, come on. You're giving them free pass. No, nobody cares right now about the Phillies.
Mike, worst single game coaching NBA playoff game of all time. I know you have a love affair with Brett Brown, like you do with Jules. By the way, Jules gets a free pass in Philly for one of the worst Super Bowl quarterback performances of all time.
Oh, free pass your sister's ass. All right, enough. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
Yeah, that was.